Welcome to the College Football Bros. I'm Michael Newman.
And I'm Ryan Newman.
All right, we are talking Oregon football today. But first, be sure to subscribe to the College Football Bros on YouTube and in your podcast app, because we've got a brand new Pac-12 episode coming out every day this week. The question we are answering today is, can Oregon make the college football playoff? So let's break down the Oregon roster before we answer that question definitively. What do you think of the offense, Ryan?
The offense, if you're just looking back to last year, was a tale of two halves, kind of, I felt like, for the Ducks. The first half, they were pretty solid. Started off on a good foot. Tyler Shuck seemed to come out of the gate strong. Thought, hey, all right, this Shuck kid could be the real deal. Then he hit a little bit of a wall. It seems like, I think it was against the Cal, they kind of just all of a sudden just had a kind of fell off a cliff there a little bit there. But now Tyler Shuck is gone. He's off to Texas Tech. So now it seems like Anthony Brown will kind of take the reins, the former Boston College transfer. And he did pretty well, at least a little bit, and against Iowa State, if I'm not mistaken, right now, in the bowl game. So we've seen him do well. We've seen him in his last year at BC was pretty darn good. He got better each and every year there. So I think with a full year in the system, give Jim Moorhead an actual off season this year to kind of get the offense going. That's going to make a huge difference.
Joe Moorhead.
What'd I say?
Jim. I know you know that. So.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah. Joe Moorhead. Give him a full year. Actually, give him an off season. I think they're going to do a lot better. And they just got a lot of talent. I mean, the receiving core is going to be awesome. They got, Jalen Redd and Johnny Johnson both decided to come back. C.J. Verdell and Travis Dye, great running backs. Offensive line, four or five guys. I mean, this should be a very good offense. And there really is no reason why it shouldn't be. There's talent everywhere.
You look, I agree.
And Anthony Brown's good enough.
Yeah. Yeah. It all kind of comes down to Anthony Brown and staying healthy, because that's been an issue for him. And, or who knows if maybe Ty Thompson, the freshman, comes in, and if he needs to relieve Anthony Brown. But yeah, everything around the quarterback I really like. And with the receiving core, very deep too. Like Micah Pittman, if healthy, could have a big year. Devin Williams could break out as well. They're super talented.
Oh, yeah.
But let's move on to the Oregon defense, who they lost Andy Avalos, of course, their defensive coordinator, to Boise State. So they bring in Tim DeRuiter from Cal, which I thought was a good hire.
It is.
Mario Cristobal seems to generally do a very good job hiring coordinators. The front six is going to be nasty. You got Kayvon Thibodeau, of course, one of the best defensive ends in the country. They are loaded at linebacker. Noah Sewell is a beast. Justin Flo was a five-star in last year's class. Apparently looked really good in the spring, and he's going to probably start the season as a backup. Like, when you have a five-star talent who looks promising as a backup, that tells you what they've got there. The secondary, so four players who were slated to start last year opted out, and they're gone. One of them did opt back in and play last year, but anyway, all four of those guys are now gone. So, there's still some talent there for sure. Mikael Wright could be one of the best corners in the Pac-12. They had some young guys play there last year and get their feet wet, but still overall, it's not like a guaranteed great secondary. It's still potentially developing.
Yeah, they disappointed, obviously, last year defensively. I mean, the opt-outs hurt, but it was a little disappointing. But I think they'll come back to having a good defense this year. I don't maybe think they're going to be quite as elite as maybe they would like to be. They do lose some key pieces, like you already mentioned, in the secondary, but they also lose their D-tackle, Jordan Scott. He was a really good player for them for like 4 years up front, so that's going to kind of hurt the middle of the defense right there. But outside of that, there should be pretty solid. It's not like they don't have talent stepping in for him. And then one guy I'll mention just that I think he could actually have a kind of a breakout a little bit, because he did so well in the conference title game, is Jamal Hill. He's going to play kind of the, in that star kind of hybrid position for Tim DeRuiter. He had two picks. And did I say that already?
I don't think you said that. No. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He had two picks in the Pac-12 title game. So he has a lot of potential. I think he could kind of maybe help make up for that in that hybrid role. So going to be a really good defense, but I don't think it'll be quite the elite defense that maybe the talent might suggest.
Okay. We'll see. Let's move on to the schedule. So The non-conference, of course, includes a week two game at Ohio State. Massive game for their playoff chances. Though, if they lose, certainly not out of it. You could lose at Ohio State, run the table, and you'd have a pretty good resume. But if they win, you know, and they're probably, I think, like a 10-point dog as of right now, if they win, there's a good chance you have a loss to burn in Pac-12 play. So that could be super helpful.
So long as they can at least win the Pac-12.
Yeah,
you can't be like a loss for UW, and then UW makes the title game over them.
Of course. Or in all likelihood, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so anything else you see from the schedule?
Stony Brook, big matchup versus Stony Brook.
Yeah.
So, although Stony Brook lost a tackle to Cincy, so they're probably won't be their best.
That's right, man. Year. We're so knowledgeable. Wasn't it Tunstall?
Tunstall, yeah. I think so, yeah.
Man, we're locked in right now.
Yes, it's pretty cut and dry schedule for them, non-conference wise.
Yeah. They have five home games and four road games in conference, which is always nice.
Did you say they avoid USC and ASU?
They do. Though, I don't know who you want to avoid from the South.
I know.
Because they play UCLA and who's the other one?
At least they don't avoid Arizona and Colorado, maybe.
Like, that's true. Yeah.
You know, everybody else, like, okay.
Very true. Okay. And, well, they do go at Washington, so there's a slight disadvantage there.
Yep.
But to the question... And it's maybe kind of a dub question, but you can address that. Can Oregon make the college football playoff?
Is there a realistic chance of them making the playoff? And I would say, yes, there is. There really is. There's talent enough there. If things just kind of bounce their way. And like you said, even a one-loss Oregon team will be hard to ignore. For the playoff, so it's no guarantee a one loss Oregon would get in, but one loss Oregon, if they win the Pac-12, that would be hard to leave out. So I'm gonna have to say yes, absolutely they can make it, and I think they have a kind of a realistic chance to do it.
Yeah, and the reason I said it was a stupid question is, of course they can, right? Like they're gonna probably start out as a top 10 team, so of course they can. But I agree with you. I think they have maybe a better shot than people think. The talent has been piling up under Mario Cristobal for the last few years. I think the playmakers on the D-line, linebacker, among the best in the country. If Anthony Brown stays healthy and puts it all together and you know the young secondary lives up to their talent, then I wouldn't be at all surprised to see a 12-1 Oregon sneaking in the college football playoff.
There is not another elite maybe type of team from the Pac-12. I mean, they're obviously not, they could lose to a lot of those folks, but they're clearly the class of the conference right at this point. So they could run the table there.
Yeah, agreed. I think they are the clear best team in the conference, but we'll be getting to Washington later in the week. So see what their chances are of winning the North, but that'll do it for today's episode of the College Football Bros. Oregon fans, let us know your thoughts in the comments. Anything we missed, any part of the team we overrated, underrated. And if you enjoyed the show, feel free to share it with your Oregon brethren. We are, like we say, trying to grow the show, so we'd really appreciate that. But we'll be back tomorrow with one of my favorite ideas for an episode that we've had in a while. It was Ryan's idea.
So, thank you. Thank you.
Well done. I'm going to keep that a secret, so tune in tomorrow. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to the College Football Bros. If you have any questions for the next podcast, email them to collegefootballbros@gmail.com. To keep up with the brothers on social media, like them on Facebook at College Football Bros, follow them on Instagram at College Football Bros, and for their commentary on Saturdays, follow them on Twitter at CFB Bros. Thanks for listening.